Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It was funny, but it was awkward. I just like the fact that maybe her exposition challenges the audience to feel something towards the art, not just look at it and say, oh, okay.
That was a visitor leaving performance artist Marina Abramovich's retrospective at the Museum of Modern Art. In it, the artist challenges artgoers to come body to body with live nude performers. Downtown, Brian Reed just closed his installation Through the Heart of It All at the Chair and the Maiden Gallery on Christopher Street. The piece featured a nude woman in the street-level storefront who was noticed, by the way, by the NYPD as well as the NYCLU and anyone else walking down the block. Some see profanity, some see art, and maybe some just yawn. Mayor Bloomberg is doing perhaps none of the three. On page 9 of the Daily News today, as he's looking at a new statue that fits into our topic in City Hall Park, I'm handing the Daily News to our guests right now so they can bring this into the conversation. Some see profanity, some do see art, maybe some do just yawn. Here to sort it out are WNYC arts and culture contributor Carolina Miranda and artist Brian Reed himself, who had that Through the Heart of It All exhibit at the Chair and the Maiden Gallery on Christopher Street. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Carolina, tell us what's going on around the city. Is this a trend?
Well, I think it's always been there, but it's getting a little bit more attention now because there is this major retrospective of Marina Abramovich's art going on at the MoMA right now. She has a major installation in the atrium, and then there's a huge retrospective of her works on most of the sixth floor of the museum that involve a lot of nude performers.
And over the weekend, you and WNYC's culture team talked to visitors as they left the museum. We have a few on our show page, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. We heard one a moment ago, and here's another.
I personally didn't want to go through, but I mean, her objective was to get the viewer involved with her art. So I guess she did get that, but I wouldn't want to be involved in her art.
So is that typical of the reactions that you got, Carolina?
Well, I think you see a little bit of everything. I spent some time talking to folks who were going through the exhibit, and you have some folks that are just very open-minded, and they're there. I think she's referring to one piece in particular, which is two nude people standing in a doorway, a man and a woman, and there's just enough space for somebody to sort of scooch through sideways. And so the piece forces you to confront, okay, am I going to face the woman? Am I going to face the man? Is there a possibility of bodily contact? Which, of course, there is because the space is so narrow. And you see all kinds of attitudes. I mean, I think most, by and large, it's very open-minded, but then there are folks that are kind of quizzical or they just think it's a little weird. They wouldn't do it themselves, but they'll go look at it at the museum.
So that Abramovich exhibit is inside a museum on the top floor, through a door, behind a sign advising guests that there will be nudity.
Yes.
Brian, your exhibit at the gallery, The Chair and the Maiden, posed a nude woman right in a storefront window. So walk us through that a little bit. What was going on there behind the nude? And for people who haven't seen it or haven't thought about what it really meant, what was the point?
Well, the point was I constructed a temple, and I had these nodes to the spirit world, and I had priests and shamans as nude models there, being able to access those nodes. And having live models, yes, we had a high priestess right in front of the store window, and many people walked by, and they would think that, is she real? You know, they would get very close, and then they would walk inside, and they were okay. They were completely okay as long, and then they realized, oh my God, she moved, or she blinked a little bit, and that sensation of, you know, I was 2 or 3 inches away from a nude person that I thought was a wax sculpture or something, really created this excitement and buzz.
Is it supposed to make us think about something in a new way?
My work is about the meaning of life and interconnectivity, and Megan became this representation of this pure body. And if I had clothes or had the model portrayed in a way that kept a barrier between her or put a different message out to the public, it wouldn't allow my art to have that interconnectivity and that message that I wanted it to be. And so having a nude model was essential to that clear and clean interconnectivity that I wanted.
Do you think, Carolina, that the Abramovic exhibit was aiming for a similar thing?
Well, I think what a lot of these sort of nude performances aim for is just sort of this feeling of vulnerability that nudity can elicit. I mean, I think a lot of times people confuse a nude model or a nude performer with something that is sexualized, that could titillate or cause arousal. And I think so often when you see it in these artistic settings, especially within the context of performance art, it's a little bit more confrontational. And certainly every artist has their own reasons for choosing to use a nude model. I mean, I think certainly in Abramovic's case, I mean, her work is rooted in the 70s. She's born in Serbia within a very sort of macho culture, and this idea of like a woman being nude in a non-sexualized way was this very sort of radical way for a performer to think about herself, and so it confronts those stereotypes that people have about it.
Have either of you seen the exhibit that I was referring to that Mayor Bloomberg is photographed looking at? I said City Hall Park; it's actually Madison Square Park, where British sculptor Anthony Gormley put 27 anatomically realistic figures based on his own body on the edges of rooftops near the park, plus four more at street level, according to the Daily News. You've seen this, Brian?
Yes, and you're walking by and people are saying, you know, is that person going to jump on the rooftop? And I think, you know, it's a great strategy for the artist to bring people to investigate his work more. And
I mean, I think what's interesting about something like Gormley's show in Madison Park is that for so long, nudity has been a part of sculptural art, certainly when you think about like classical Greek art and Roman art, and it's a part of our art if you look at, you know, arches on city streets and the sculptures in our museums. I mean, you can go to the Met and tour those classical galleries, and you are going to see a lot of nudity.
But the classic Greek sculptors weren't doing it to confront, for example, as you described before.
Well, they were doing to document beauty, but I mean, certainly there's always something I think a little confrontational about sort of picturing a nude body. But I think, you know, well, what separates that Greek sculpture from what Gormley is doing? It is still a nude.
Do you think it's the male nude that becomes more confrontational than a female nude?
I think in some cases there is something about male nudes that can. I think they're less common in art, so they certainly, I think, raise eyebrows a little bit more. There was an interesting there's a photographer in L.A. who recently had an interesting show Marco Zimmerman, who he just photographed working class male nudes sort of doing what they do in their work. And there is something very unusual about seeing a battery of, like, male nude photos.
Is there a different meaning to a male nude than a female nude? Is that why you asked the question? You have an opinion on it yourself, Brian?
I think so. You know, in my exhibition at the opening, we had male nude performers, and there were a total of 14 that were captured in photographs through the exhibition, and Megan was a female that was left through the exhibition. I actually got in the window one day with Megan myself nude, and it changed the whole context of the exhibition. You know, we had the NYPD originally come in and kind of say, you know, we have to shut this exhibition down, and we had to get the Coalition of Censorship and the New York Civil Liberties Union involved to declare my work of art, and everything was fine. The exhibition was going. There were people were coming, and then I got into the window, and you know, neighbors, the community, you know, people. There was a children's hair cutting place down the street, and the owner came in and said, "When is this exhibition going to be over? You know, you're causing a disturbance to my business." And it was, you know, and it's just me. I'm naked there, standing still, and this naked woman had been standing there the whole time, and it didn't happen before I got into the window.
In fact, along those lines, you'll appreciate this comment that came into our website from Estelle in Austin, who wrote, "Clearly, it is us, the visitors, not the models, who generate the art here."
I think so. And, you know, it's interesting because the Abramovic performance at MoMA is so much about that. It's like, what decision are you going to make as a viewer when you interact with these pieces? And the piece, that doorway piece that she has with the nudes, I mean, that piece was originally staged in Rome in the 1970s. I mean, this inherently Catholic city. And it was the only, and at the time, it was the only way into the gallery. The only way for people to get into the gallery was to cross through these nudes. So it was a very confrontational piece to do then. I mean, MoMA has it off to the side, so viewers to the museum don't have to go through it, which I think is a little bit of a bummer.
We have just 30 seconds. Is there something about the cultural moment that these three things that we've talked about so far are happening at the same time, or is it just a coincidence, or are things like this always going on and we just happen to notice right now, Brian?
I think that it's a great way to challenge people to think about confronting the human body as a way of a new medium, and how people interact with being clothed with a naked person, and art provides that way to have it happen.
Carolina, you work with WNYC. A lot of people haven't heard you on the air, perhaps, though a lot have. You have some videos on our culture portal,
yes.
Right? Tell people where they can find this.
At culture.wnyc.org.
Simple enough, culture.wnyc.org. And a lot of great stuff there having to do with all kinds of cultural content. So WNYC's Carolina Miranda and artist Brian Reed, thank you both so much.
Thank you
for joining us today. And the Marina Abramovic Artist is Present show continues at MoMA, if you're interested, through May 31st. And that's it for today's show. Lisa Allison, Jody Evergan, Paige Cowett, Alan Smith, and Eileen Markey produced this program. Our 10 Questions That Count editor is Valerie Lipinski. We had intern help today from Matthew Gurry, Amanda Magnus, and Sydney Beveridge. And our senior producer is Megan Ryan. Some of you may be interested in my Wednesday night television show, where web video meets the issues. Tonight's videos include the fast-spreading Columbus Dispatch recording of Tea Party protesters berating a man with Parkinson's disease as looking for a handout. That video and more tonight at 7:30 on CUNY TV, Channel 75 on the New York City cable systems. I'm Brian Lehrer.